16 years ago, the Cheyenne Police Department received a report that a Catholic bishop had sexually abused a teenage boy in the 1970s. But the lead detective said there was no evidence, and the DA closed the case. Earlier this year, Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reported that case was reopened and that multiple victims have come forward. Now, she takes a closer look at the ongoing investigation and how the Cheyenne PD's attitude towards sexual abuse has changed.
The 2002 investigation of former Catholic Bishop Joseph Hart didn't lead to prosecution. His innocence or guilt was not determined, but a press release from law enforcement made it sound like they knew for sure Hart had done no wrong. It recommended no further action and the case be closed. Jeff Schulz was the lead detective on the case. He's no longer a police officer and referred me to the Cheyenne PD for comment. The victim says there's lots to learn from what happened in 2002.
The first investigation was so horribly botched.
Marty, the victim, grew up in Cheyenne. After high school, he left Wyoming and never came back. He now runs his own business in New York City. To protect his privacy, I'm using a version of his middle name. Marty says it felt like Detective Jeff Schulz started the investigation with his mind made up.
His opening introduction was, you know, you realize what you're saying is that this pillar of the community is basically a monster, and that there's nobody else saying any of this. So why is it that you're coming forward?
Marty says it felt like Schulz didn't want to hear what he had to say.
This is somebody who's cross-examining me or probing in an accusatory way for gaps in my recollection.
During that interview, Marty told Schulz that when he was 12 years old, his dad took off. His mom was left alone with four kids to support. Seeing a family in need, the Catholic diocese gave his mom a job. Marty and his siblings went to Catholic school for free. Marty kept quiet when the abuse started because he didn't want to put his family in jeopardy. When Schulz asked what month his dad left, Marty felt nervous and embarrassed because he couldn't remember.
To be critiqued during this line of questioning for those failures, it really shattered my confidence in what I was saying.
So he stopped taking calls from Schulz and let the idea of holding Joseph Hart accountable drift away. Fast forward 16 years to a moment when both clergy and cops are under scrutiny for sweeping sexual abuse under the rug. To help right those wrongs, Catholic leaders in Wyoming urged the Cheyenne PD to take a second look at Marty's case. The department reopened the case this summer. Marty vividly remembers his first conversation with Sergeant Joel Hickerson.
I was very blunt in my recounting the failures of the past and telling him that I did not have any expectation that his investigation was going to go much better. And his response was remarkable. And he said, well, the Cheyenne Police Department has come a long way.
Hickerson has been with the Cheyenne PD for 11 years. He started on patrol and is now the head detective for persons crimes.
Historically, throughout America, we had issues where not believing our victims and victim blaming was part and parcel to our belief system or our views. Over the last 10 to 15 years, that's really changed on a national level, and Cheyenne has followed that.
This new approach to policing focuses on one central concept. Officers need to start by believing victims.
If they were anxious and worried that they've got a cynical jerk officer, it's going to create issues. If that individual is a victim is under stress and they're feeling judged, either they're going to close down or they're going to be so stressed out about that contact, they're going to forget those details.
Hickerson says when officers are open and listen, they gather stronger evidence. But sometimes there are details victims just can't recall.
And we need to understand that the mind, especially in times of trauma, basically takes snapshots of situations.
It's a coping mechanism, Hickerson says. We can only handle so many vivid, painful memories. For example, Marty remembers the details of the abuse, but he can't remember the exact month his dad abandoned the family.
Because I was a 12-year-old, and the trauma of that means that I just actually do not have that memory.
But it's a detail that's important to the investigation. It helps establish a timeline and explains how his family's reliance on the Catholic Church made him vulnerable to abuse. Marty says this time, instead of facing skepticism, the Cheyenne PD is working with him to put the pieces together.
The detective told me he was going to get records from the military to find out information about my father that I didn't know. So the scope of what he was telling me he was going to do was shocking, actually. I mean, it was really thorough.
Tara Muir is the policy director for the Cheyenne Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She applauds the efforts of the Cheyenne PD to seek out training and follow best practices.
It'd be great to have it implemented statewide within Wyoming.
Right now, it's up to each agency to prioritize sexual violence training. Muir says it's hit or miss whether that happens. That means Marty's experience in 2002 is still a possibility.
Which is heartbreaking because it does feel like a crapshoot for victims.
In a future story, I'll take a closer look at gaps in sexual violence training and efforts to get more officers to start by believing. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.